Rashi says Nitzavim Vayelach. Nitzavim has 40 psukim, and Vayelach has 30 psukim. So there's a remez. Tzaddikim aren't even already on Rosh Hashanah. They don't need the Aseres Me'etzuvah, but that's the 30 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Hashanah. But with the Beinonim need Tluyim Vo'emdim until Yom Kippur. So that's 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El all the way to Yom Kippur. That's the 40 psukim in Nitzavim. Ha'adinu has 52 psukim. That's for the less than Beinonim. They need to schlep the chois all the way to Hashana Rabbah. There's 52 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Hashana Rabbah. The Sahako of 30 and 40 and 52 of all three parshias is 122, which is the same as Parshas Kisavai, is also 122, and that's 122 days from Rosh Chodesh El all the way to Zos Chanukah. But it's not Kedai to schlep the chois until then. It's Kedai talking the days of Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. We have to get started already. Finish Poshet. Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim. The Matan Moshe brings is Gematria Lamoy B'Slichas. That's the smach. One of the reasons. A smach that we start Slichas Taka. Moshe Shabbos Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim. Nitzavim Mehetun Meshtef HaSlichas. Be'etem it's Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Tishrei. Oh, but we're not knowing to do Shabbos Mevorchim before Chodesh Tishrei. Always the Shabbos before the new Chodesh. There's no Shabbos Mevorchim Tishrei. Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar b'Ketzer l'Yoyim Chageinu. It's b'Halten. There are those that have a minig by Shabbos Mevorchim Elul. They already announced the moment also of Tishrei. Of the Pashtus Faker, it's b'Ketzer l'Yoyim Chageinu. We want to hide it. It shouldn't be a kitzrig from the Satan. We're not mefarsing the moment. We don't have Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Tishrei. In the tefillah of Tashlich, we say the nusach that we have from Birchas HaChodesh Be'etzim. Aber we don't have Shabbos Mevorchim. The pshat is, the Shem Yishmul writes, Shabbos Mevorchim is the inyan that there's a kesher between each month and it's a chain reaction, and you want to bring the kedusha of Shabbos from the previous month already entering into the new Chodesh. Aber by Rosh Hashanah is Andish, by Rosh Hashanah is Hayoyim Haras Oilom. Rosh Hashanah is a total new start. Be'etzim it's a naya bria, a naya haschol of the bria, and it's not mekusher back to the Shabbos from before. That's why there's this nekuda that it's not Shabbos Mevorchim. It's tak a naya cheshbon. I saw once brought down Shabbos Mevorchim is that Klal Yisrael always gives a bracha, bringing the charein, the naya chodesh. But by Tishrei there's no Shabbos Mevorchim. Tishrei, the Rabbi Yisraelim get the bracha. And what's the bracha? Atem nitzovim ayoyim kulchem l'fnei Hashem alekechem. That's the bracha. That's the hakdama to always before the new year. Rashi brings atem nitzovim ayoyim kulchem. Frank Rashi, Shver Rashi, l'ma nismacha parshas atem nitzovim to the klolis of Kisavoy. Levishashomu Yisrael meya klolis choser. Stein. Chus mi mem tes klolis shebetoyers koyanim. Hayriku pneim. Omru mi yuchalamay beelu. How could we survive all these klolis? Hischel Moshe Rabbeinu lefaisom. Don't worry. Atem nitzovim ayoyim. Har behich astem lamokoyim. Speseder. Till now is what else that lesham kliya. Hare atem kayomim lefonov. And l'chor it's a shver Rashi. The klolis is an eretz gezach. That was last week. We had the toychacha. There's a siva that the Eved is telling avek. The klolis of the toychacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu behenet yad. Hischem Moshe lefaisen. Yeh beseder. Yeh beseder. Rash prach. Yeh beseder. The shver gezach. Be'emes, this is nekuda of Rashi. One is still two. It's poshet. This nekuda. That mitzarechet this klolis. Mitzacheni of Moshe Rabbeinu says. Hakol yeh beseder. Is mamish the kushya merkozis of Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzovim hayoyim. Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. It's yidua. Many places where it says hayoyim. The Zohar brings it. There's midrashim like that. Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzovim hayoyim. Nei Hashem alikeichem. And the whole mahus of Rosh Hashanah betem is this mamish the same shayla. Mitzad echad, Rosh Hashanah is a pachad of Yemadin. Eim of a pachad. Mitzad sheni. The Torah brings, the Rosh brings, Klal Yisrael Asmeichim, Veloivshim Begodim, of Yom Tif, Ubetuchim Shakodesh Baruch Hu Oysel Lehanes, Hakol Yem Seder. So what's the Mahal? What's the Mahal? Mitzacheni, the Pachad, the Klolos of the Toichah, the Pachad of the Yom Adin. Mitzacheni, Hakol Yem Seder. How does it shtim the Tuzach? How does it attack shtim the Tuzach? So it's a Kashif Chan, the Rashi over here, Afanor, from the Chumash, and we're telling Bechlau. What's the Tugang to Hayoyim? Hayoyim is the Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. Really, the Bria started 5 days before. That's Hay, is the 5 days before. And then finally came the Yoyim Hashishi. The Bria Sa'odom was in Rosh Hashanah. The Bria of the Tchilas of Bria was Chofayel. Hayoyim is the Hay Yomim, and then the Yoyim. The Yoyim Hashishi. Shatna Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Hayoyim Haras Oilam. But what's the Tzugang? So the Eretz Tzach is, the Teretz is, Rashi says, Kivan Sheshomu, Bnei Yisrael, all the Klolos, Hoiriku Pineyan. So Zohar of Eli Lapyan, Hoiriku Pineyan. They turn green. Zohar Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, Hoiriku Pineyan? It's Beseder, Hakol Yeh Beseder. You have to take it Eretz. And he's myrich about it, this nakuda. That the nakuda of the klola, the matara is not the enish of the klola, the matara is that klaisos of the chshokalin. Hayriku pinei. The diptych rav, Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that it was hayriku pinei, and they taught to turn green, afanemis. That's about the nakuda, there's other nakudas, but we'll start one at a time. A nakuda is to realize hayoin, when we're going to the Rosh Hashanah, to take an erns. If there's been nakuda, the etam hakara, the hakara that it's erns, that kureta erns, then already it can be Hiskel Moshe Lefaisam and Klal Yisrael the Smechem and Metuchim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Oysel Lehanes. Thus, alone that you took it seriously. That itself is the Nakuda of that soul over here. Atem Nitzavim, Atem is Rosh Hashanah. Even Mikir Tizak was the Shrine. People the Shteiner. But if it's Taka Even Mikir Tizak, it's Hayriku Pneiim. Then already, thus alone is already going to be the that's Chola of the Yeshua. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Hineni Mishpat Oischa al Omracha Loicha Tasi. The Iker Mishpat is on a person saying Loicha Tasi. If there's already the Hakara of the Chatasi, that itself already, then he's halfway through the Mahalach. The Kud is to take an errand. The Matzah. The game too, I got to Elul. Are you ready for Rosh Hashanah? There's a mussel. It was a yid that he had a parnosa. His parnosa was, he was in the smuggling business. And his parnosa was once a year. It was a whole project. It took months in advance that he prepares and works it out how he's going to smuggle whatever the schoyer that he has to get through. And he has to get through the border. And that's his Mishom parnasosoy, the parnosa's anche besay, the kol anuv v'malein. And this project, Lamaisa, involves a lot of people. In the planning, in the early planning stages, it's just a few people that work out the basics. Then, as it gets closer to D-Day, they have to really work it out. So then, he gets more people involved, and they start making the preparations. And as it's getting closer to the Tachlis, to that day that you're going to have to go through the border, that you're on one side, and you have to make it to the other side, so everyone is ernst already, and they know it's either they're all going to get in jail and it's a lady the whole geshef went the river, or it's mamish going to be another smashing sunny success, yeah. But the oilam is falachat, and mamish 2 days before everyone that's already involved, there's a pachad and there's an ernstkeit. But the ferd, they use horses. This is a old mussel. The ferd that actually is going through, even mamish b'shas meisa, when finally at midnight, when they're finally doing it, mamish b'chatois, b'etzem ayayim hazeh, the ferret is going clap, 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 as I garnished, he doesn't know from the difference, the em is machnesh tois, what was yesterday, what was there, when they were doing the trial rehearsals 3 weeks before, to the ferret, it's all the same thing. Mamish, even b'shas meisa, and he finally made it to Rosh Hashanah, to boy b'yoyim. The ferret, I feel mamish, v'haltach b'shas meisa, garnish. If a person takes it ernst, Arya Yisha Milo Yirov, it's Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rambam. You take that Ernst, taking it Ernst is goof already to Ernst the Teretz. And that's the Mahalach, how he goes to Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says, Atem Nitzovim. Another Nakuda, is Alam Alazoi, is Negetsu with Torah. Atem is Emes. Nitzovim is Lo'ilim Dvorcha Nitzov Vashamayim, Vayisyat Vitachis Ahar. Torah. Dorch Torah, that's the Teretz. We have a spirit that we didn't understand. Find it on the Rashi. What's the Hitzchul Moshe Lefaisam? And what's the Tzugan to the Smeichem Ubetuchim B'Rosh Hashanah? Chaim Shal Torah. Atem Nitzovim. Atem is also, Aleph is Anoichi, the Tov is, the first word in Gemara Brachas is Tana, and Mem is Me'emesai. Torah. If the Emes HaKabbalah HaTorah, that's the Tzugan to go to Hayoyim. Atem Nitzovim, Durch Torah, is Yatzvu, Kemen Durch Gein the Hayoyim. And like we said, the first Nechudah, that you took it Ernst. Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim, Kulchem. Kulchem is another word. A big word. Sach Rayis of them. Emes, the Etzem Loshen of the Rosh, the Torah, when he brings it. He says that your Rosh Hashanah is a Yoyim Adin. He says, "Avu Yisrael loyfshim levonim voichem usmeichem lefishayedim shakadosh baruch hu oisel yasel lahem neis." So the medayik yasel lahem neis to the tzibur. A yochid maybe has to have the pachad. However, kulchem as a tzibur, klal Yisrael is betuchem shakadosh baruch hu oisel lahem neis. There's the chiluk between the yochid and the tzibur. And a lot of the Bali Musa write that a bazundur eitza, a segula, mentioned zochin segulas. The Bezunder of Skula to be Menetzeach in the Yom Adin is to not be a Yochid, to be part of the Tzibur. Part of the Tzibur, Memeil, if a person's Oistik in Chesed, or Anoshim Kluyim, but he's a Tzibur. First, I'm saying about, well, that the Tzibur is a Sameach, but if a Yochid wants to be Smuch, Smechim, Ubetuchim, Sheyosa, Lohem, Neis, he has to be a Chelik of the Lohem, he has to be a Chelik of the Kulchem. Not a yochid. You know, there's a vort from Chaim Shmulevitz. He said, Zayda, the Alta of Nevardik, used to say that it says, Beinan and Tluyim Vo'imdin. Beinan and Tluyim Vo'imdin. So the Alta of Nevardik used to say, what does it mean, Beinan and Tluyim Vo'imdin? Seres Mechuba, it's not as I help Gabak, Par of Erech. No, it's Tluyim, he's already hanging. When someone's by the hangman, you put him in the noose. He's under his feet is on the chair, they already put the noose around his neck. It's just a question of pushing him. The Bainli, so on the Vistan, the Naseris Mechuvah is the Bainli is Tluyim Vo'imdim. He's already hanging. On the Zakr of Chaim Shmulevitz, Taka, the Bainli is Mamash Tluyim Vo'imdim. Oh, but what's the Eitzah? Even someone that's already, the Ganav that's already on the Tluyim. Oh, but if the Tzibur needs him, if there's a Tzibur that the Melech decides that they need him for the Tzarchi Tzibur, they'll take him off the noose. So Taka, Bainli is Tluyim Vo'imdim. What's the Eitzah? So Zayn and Ishvan Tzibur. Rabbi Lapian also talks about this Nakuda. You have in Parshas Hazinu, it says, Kel Amuna Be'ein Ovel. What is that? Kel Amuna, the Ebrister dance with Amuna, with Emes, with Gladkai, with Yashras. Ve'ein Ovel, he doesn't do Avlas. Avani doesn't do Avlas. Zot Rabbi Lapian, Be'ein Ovel, even if Be'etzen Alpidin Be'emes, Kel Amuna Sekumtem Apsa'inish. But if this is a person that Rabbim Tzlichen Loi, Memela, the Ebrister is not going to chapel with him because it's not fair. The Ebrister doesn't do an Avlas at Andre Mensch. So even if Alpidin Kumtaich, over the ain avul, the abris to finish an avul klapi the under the anoshim shetzrichim loy. So it's a gavaldik eschus atin tzav mayoyin kulchem. It says lahibit oven biyakov. This farm right lahibit oven biyakov is the same gematria as tzibur. 298 same gematria as racham emoichem. I mentioned that tzibur the gemensh. The abris to fear to them anish. That's in the first in the Medrash Tanchuma in Ort in this week's parsha, and Atem Nitzav Mayoyim. The Medrash says it's a mashal azoyvi. A person has agudah shel kanan. A kana is a reed, a thin reed. If it's one kana rotsus, it could be ripped, it could be broken and garnished. Or if it's an agudah shel kanan, if it's agudah achas, iyev shel shayver. A kone levad is efshel l'shoyvi, but if it's viyach and atem mitzav mayoyim kulchem, zot the medrash kulchem means like an agudah shel kane. more Heinte Gemarshal, or Emesis, it's Amola Gemarshal. Heinte, we don't have this either, but there's Amola Zachul, the phone book. One paper of it is very thin. As I can, you know, you can rip it as I garnish it. Against a phone book, a Gibra Godel says, to rip a phone book. When it's a Guda Achas, when it's Alf the Zamin, when it's Siberdik, and everyone has to be with Siberdik. The Pasuk says, Emes Rashechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem. It's Rosh Hashanah Shazar. Shazar is when it's woven together. When the Rashechem and the Shivtechem and the Ziknechem, it's Shazar Sezamin. When everyone is Ba'atis, that's the Bazundar school of Kulchem. That the Abish is saying, Atem Yitzav Mayoi, if you go tackle with the Koyach of Kulchem. Atem Yitzav Mayoi Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. Another pshat. Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. A person has to know, if he wants to know how to go to the Yoyim Adin, and he said, Mitzarechet is the Pachav, Mitzacheni, Hischel Moshe Lefaisam, is the person has to know, Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. His Vat is to the Rabbi Nishlem. Esa Einai El Haharin, Me'ayin Yovai Ezra. The person makes himself, Me'ayin, he's Mevatel himself. Kol kuli to the Rabbi Nishleilam, that itself is the Yeshua. His battles to the Rabbi Nishleilam. We say it so many times in the Slichas and in the Davening. Tatzileni mikol gzeres avzarius ki l'chol levad einenu tluyos. Ki eilecha einenu tluyos. Ki eilecha einenu. All of these Nishchois is telling a vek that the Eibishter wants that if we're makir taka, ein oiv mavadoi, if we're makir ein oiv mavadoi, that itself is already the Yeshua. So the says the etzim, we ask the kasha, what's pshat in atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekechem, and we said that hayoyim means Rosh Hashanah, and we asked pshat in Rashi bechlal that mitarecha there's a toichacha mitacheni hitzchol moishel lefaisam, what's a zilzal in the whole toichacha. So we're touching up in the pasuk, the terrace is atem nitzavim, we said was toira hayoyim on Rosh Hashanah kulchem the koyach of tibor of klal Yisrael. Zayin mishtayoch, zayin haklal yisogin, and lefnei Hashem alekechem. It's the emes, the ketzora. What we're saying is, Yisroel vayraisa v'kutsu bricha. This circle of these three things, this is taka d'nekuda that a person is going to be nitzal for yom adin. The chidor writes. Atem Nitzav Mayon Kulchem, he says, Nitzav Mayon Kulchem is Rosh Hatevis Hei Nun Chof Hinoch. He says Hinoch represents the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying we have to do over here to fix up Yad Yochad of Bechlal Klal Yisrael, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Yishlein. Hinoch Yofa Doidi, Hinoch Yofa Rayosi. So what's Hinoch? He says, it's very interesting, in this Cheshbon in Gematria, the there's a cheshbon called Atbach. Rashi brings it himself from other places. Atbach. The Aleph goes with the Tes. Aleph goes with Tes. Beis goes with Ches. Gimel goes with Zayin. Dalet goes with Vav. And Hey doesn't have a partner. The Hey stands alone. The Hey doesn't have a Zivuk. And Atbach continues Yud through Tzadi. The Yud goes with the Tzadi. Chof with the Pei. The Nun doesn't have a partner. And we know there's a cheshbon of Mansapach. Mansapach are the letters that the etzim continue after Tov, which is 400, continues 500, 600. The middle letter in Mansapach, in the cheshbon, that's what 500 is the nun. Is the chof, the chof. It goes in order, Taka. The chof is the five. Tov is 400. The chof is 500. That also doesn't have a partner. Hey, nun, chof. Those are the letters that don't have a partner. Klal Yisroel. Who's the zivug of Klal Yisrael? The Rabbi Nishleim. That's represented by Hinoch. And that's the whole Arbit. The whole Arbit, the Etzin, is creating a closer relation with the Rabbi Nishleim. It's not such important if a person is doing big steps or small steps. Klein a Kabbalah even. Or but the Ikkar is in which direction is he going? To avert not to the Rabbi Nishleim, or the Vaikif in the Rabbi Nishleim. And that's Atem Mitzav Mayim Kulchem, is that Nakuda of Hinoch. But the MSC is a little bit deeper. This Nakuda was saying Rosh Hashanah is a stira. Hayoim. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim haras olam. On the other hand, it's a yoim adin. On the other hand, it's a simcha that the shefa, that the Yisrael is betur, that the Abraham is going to send them the shefa. So last week we spoke of Mahalach. We said Dafka, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, and by the Yom Adin, we're separating the Ra from the Toy. By separating the Ra from the Toy, that's how we're able to taka get the Shefa afterwards. We spoke that's the Shaitness of our Grizim and our Evil. Right before they enter Eretz Yisrael, the Abish wants to separate. The Ra is Ra, the Toy is Toy. Then you're ready to go taka to the Tikkun Olam. And that's the same thing Rosh Hashanah. But Emes, it's more than that. Rosh Hashanah, the Emes was Hayoim Haras Olam, when the Abish originally created the world. And the Emes, when the Rebbein Shalom originally created the world, it was not supposed to be Moves. It was supposed to be Tikkun Olam. Adam Rishon was supposed to be the Olam V'Tikkunoi, the way it's supposed to be. Nor, Ki B'Yoyim Acholcha. Again, Yoyim. Everything is Yoyim. B'Yoyim Acholcha Mimenu Mois Tumas. When did that happen? On Rosh Hashanah. The world was created with Chofet. The Bria Sa'odim was talking Aleph Tishrei. Hayoyim Haras Olam. And at the same Hayoyim Haras Olam, when it was Mukhlet, the Ra and the Toy, but then Fakir came, Ki B'Yoyim Acholcha Mimenu Mois Tumas. So in that same Yoyim, Mitarechot was the original Bria, the other Rishon Kodem Achet, which was supposed to be Hayoyim Haras Olam with the Tikkun Olam, and that's why it's supposed to be Shefa. The reason why the Pachet of Yoyim Adin of Miyechiyim Miyomus, because that also happened on Rosh Hashanah. Also on the Yoyim. Ki B'Yoyim Acholcha Mois Tumas. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah from the Acharchet Adam Rishon is Yoyim Murkav. We ask him the whole time, we're saying, not the gang now. The Stira, what's the Tzugan to Rosh Hashanah? It's Taka Stira. Mitarechor, it has the Malyusa of the Hayoim Haras Olam, of Far Chet Adam Rishon. Of Minei Ubei, the Chet Adam Rishon happened on Rosh Hashanah. And then it was Kibiyoim Achol, Chavimenu Mois Tomus. From that comes Taka the Pachad of the Yoim Adin, of this Yoim of Rosh Hashanah. Both Chalok and Ligat. Both Chalok and Ligat. The Nesoscha writes, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Elikim is Midas Adin. Elikim is 86. Rosh Hashanah, without the Aleph, Reish Shin, without the Aleph in the Reish. Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shirosha B'Tchilasa, Rosh Hashanah is 860. 10 times Midas Adin. 10 times Midas Adin. The Shpitz of Midas Adin, everything goes with 10. Elikim is Midas Adin. The Shpitz Din is Eser Madrein, is Eser Sviris. The Shpitz of Din is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is 860. But we have an Aleph in the Rosh Hashanah. The Aleph is one more. It's a Hisgabris on the Eser Midas Adin. This then in Rosh Hashanah is that Midas Adin, but we have the Aleph. The Aleph is the Rabbi Shalom, that Misgaber on the whole Indian of the Emedin. And that's the Yom Murkav of Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah without the Aleph, and it's the Shpitz Din of a Klal Yisrael. It's Mizbatel, Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem. And they still took to the Rabbi Shalom, and it becomes Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah with the Aleph is his garbage on that 860. It's already one more. It's like interesting to say, an Indian Merkazi Avad in Rosh Hashanah is the Shofar. The Torah brings in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei, the Torah brings what's Shofar? Shofar is Rosh Hatevis. Ein Satan ve'ein Tegara. Ein Satan ve'ein Tegara, without the first Aleph, obviously. Satan ve'ein Tegara is the letters of Shofar, the Rosh Hatevis. But long the Shofar, it's really Ein Satan ve'ein Tegara, putting aside the Aleph of that first Ein, it's Satan ve'ein Tegara. As I said, the Torah. So Frek, the Taz brings it over there. No. You don't have the first Aleph of the Ein. So if anything, Shofar is Satan the Ein Tegara. So he says, yeah, Hagufa. It's Satan. And Apple Pekin the Ein Tegara. Aber weiter ist schwer. Maybe it's Satan the Yesh Tegara. The Bob is there. Verit is up. Satan the Ein Tegara. It's just Satan the Yesh Tegara. And the Chalal, it said Ein Satan. The Chasam Sofer says a different shot in the Torah. He says he has another kasha. Shofar is without a vav always in the Torah. So, Chal, the Ein, the Yesh, it's Pavana there, it's Sotan, Pegaro. That's the Shin Pei Reish. Zot, the Chasam Sofer, the Inyan of the Shofer is to be Ma'orer by Akedas Yitzchak. The Inyan of the Shofer is to be Ma'orer by Akedas Yitzchak. And by the Akedah, what happened there by the Akedah, there was Eish, and there was the Eifer, the Afer Shal Yitzchak. It's the Eish and the Eifer. Eish and Eifer. There's two Aleph's. So he says there's two Aleph's. What's the two Aleph's? The two Aleph's is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael. And that's Yiduah. The Chasam Sofer writes about this in a lot of places. On one hand, Aleph is one. And the emphasis is when you spell Aleph as one, it's Aleph. Aleph is a Patach under the Aleph and a Tzere under the Lamed. Aleph. And that looks like a 26. The two pintalach of the Tzere and the Patach looks like two yuds and a vav. It's the Rabbanu Shlom. 26 is the Rabbanu Shlom. Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Aleph, one, is the Rabbanu Shlom. On the other hand, we mentioned before that in Mansapach, in Gematria, after the top is 400, it's Mamshach Vaita, the Chof is 500, 600, 700, till a Tzadi, the end of Tzadi is 900. And what comes after the end of Tzadi, which is 900? Aleph! And again, the Aleph is Aleph. And the Aleph is a Segel, two Segels. Aleph is the Shishim Riboy, the 6,000, the Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. So you have Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have Aleph, the Rabban Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael. And Yisrael, the Kutcher Brichu Chad. Both Aleph. Besides those two Alephs, what's the other letters? The Shin Pei Resh, that's the Shaykh, without the Vav. And Eish Eifer, that's this Rosh Hashanah that the Torah is bringing. Ein Satan, Ein Pegaro, without the Vav. It's two Aleph. Ein Satan, Ein Pegaro. That's what the Pshat of the Torah is, what the Shofar is bringing out. Ein Satan, Ein Pegaro. From the Eish and the Eifer, the Chibur of Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Duch the Shofar. State in Degel Machan Ephraim, Parshas Kisavoy, you know, we say, Yoim Tshuwa Yiyah Lechem. So the emes is like this. He brings a Moir the Gemoshel. And I saw, I want to tell too, they bring down, you know, we say before Shofar, we say, Lamanatzeach Levnei Koyrach Mizmor, we say it seven times. We say it seven times because we're saying it to break, there are seven mechitzas between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Yisrael. And every time we're saying it, we're breaking down one of the mechitzas. But he brings that the pshat is, he brings a muscle that these mechitzas are really only a demyonis. You think that there's mechitzas there. You think that there's mechitzas. The etzem is no mechitzas. Yoim trua yi alechem, you have to shakel zich to break those mechitzas, the seven mechitzas. But the emes is the whole mechitzas, is the whole avoid of this world, oil of Hazah, which is nelam, is that we think that there are mechitzas. The emes there aren't mechitzas. But it's a big arbit. The hakara that is not mechitzas. If we would be holding there in Gansen, so we'd be in Olam Haba. We're in Olam Haba, where it's Nelam. So it's a spirtzich that is mechitzas. And the seven times, with the Kol Shofar, like you had by Yerichai also, there were seven times they went around with Shofar, they broke the mechitzas. That spirtzich of mechitzas is making once again the chibur of Klal Yisrael with the Rabban Yisrael. That's the Inyan of the Shofar. Avad is the Asach and Yonim in the Shofar. First and foremost, Avad is the Mitzvah Sesed Eraisa. And there's a big Shaila, Bislamath, written too. Muxor, it's a Gansa Sugya, but Muxor is the Nakuda of the Sugya. There's a Shaila, what's the Gedder of the Mitzvah? What's the Gedder of the Mitzvah? The Inyanim are Harbe. They bring down from Rav Sadia going in the Machshavah. They bring down from Rav Sadia going ten in Yonim Vaslichtin Shofar. There are more. Mazker Akedah. Oh, but what was it the mitzvah? What was it the gather of the mitzvah? So the Chakira, which is the Rishonim Mefurash, handled Vorm Furashim the Rishonim, is the mitzvah Shmias Kol Shofar or is the mitzvah Tkias Shofar? The Rishonim bring the Nidden of what's the Nusach HaBrocha. Ma'isa by us, the Nusach HaBrocha is L'shmoya Kol Shofar. A Pashtin Akuda. If the mitzvah is Shmiya, then Avada the Baal Pekeh is just a Hechet Timtzah, that we should have a Shmir, and everyone's doing the mitzvah by himself with Shmir. And for the record, the Baal Pekeh is also doing Shmir, he should be listening to himself, to the Shofar. And the mitzvah Shmir. Or Dilma, the mitzvah is Tekiah. If the mitzvah is Tekiah, then what's the gather? Everyone else is not Tekiah, only the Baal Pekeh is Tekiah. If you learn that the mitzvah is Tekiah, the Mechavet is Shlichus. I don't think you can say Shemeya Ka'ina. I don't know if that applies. It's Shlichus. Shlichus is not. Mitarecha, there's a Mefurshe Mishnah, Sugya, Rosh Hashanah. Hatekei L'teich Habor. Yim Koyel Habor Hashem Aloyot. If you only heard the echo, a guy himself was Tekei L'teich Habor. And you have to be careful with you in the bar, out of the bar, because if you were here, Yim Koyel Habor Hashem Aloyot. Yim Koyel Tekei Hashem Aloyot. This is a raya she'enel of tshuva, that the mitzvah is not just the tkiyah. If the mitzvah is the tkiyah, was getting wrong, he was saying she'meh v'koyl havara, not. But be'er alei, he heard the tkiyah. Gemach the tkiyah. I'm not even talking about someone else that heard the tkiyah. Hat tkiyah l'toyk havara, and koyl havara shem alo yotza. Was there, so it's tkiyah gemach. I find that that's the rest of the raya, that it's the din of shmir. It's that sheni, when you show you the mask, that it says, Acher Shaita Bakatan can't be mitis, Yadechai Vasa. You can't listen to Tekiyas from Acher Shaita Bakatan. Mavas Nisht. If the Gedder is Tekiyah and the Baal Tekiyah is being mitis, you Shlichu Saza, so he needs to be a Baruch Hayu, because she ain't a Mechoy is Bedavar, ain't a mitis Acher in Yadechai Vasa. It's a Klal, Mishnah, Eichat in Rosham. Or if the mitzvah is Shmiah, it's a big head. And I come in if it was a Cherish or a Koyf. As well, maybe if the wind blew into a shofar and caused the noise, Mustama. I don't know, maybe you need to hear a tekiyah. Maybe you can catch, you need to hear a tekiyah of someone who's a Baruch Yuba, but the shaila is why. Again, rain of a rain oif, the mitzvah is only the shmiya. What's that in Homin that the tekiyah is a Baruch Yuba? Oh, but that's the art. Maybe it's hack of both. Maybe it's hack of the mitzvah is both. It will be a chiddush the mitzvah is both. No, the mechatzchinach, if you do the mechatzchinach, clear the shaila. What's the din if someone blew shofar in a bar and he only heard the koil havara? So he declares maybe afterwards you could be mitzi by listening to a cheir shayit of a kotn. Because memonavshach. I'm not sure if he means memonavshach or he means that you metzarif, that it's attacking his yeshivish, that there's two dinim and you metzarif both. But mitzarif this that you were tekeh in the bar, when you were tekeh in the bar, you were yaitzid at kia. Afterwards you heard from a cheirish. You have the shmir. Big chedushim has mekem mitzaras vayim. In Rambam Zichar, you do what the Rambam Shita Vav is, that the mitzvah is shmir. The Rambam says clear that the key is only a hefshe mitzvah, as always before in the tshuvas of Rambam. And like you do what the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam paskens Shofar Agozul. The whole sugya, Yerushalmi, against the Maaseh. But the Rambam Shita is that Shofar Agozul Yoytza, and the Rambam drips Yoytza. He says, what's getting around? Ain b'koil din gezel. The ikur is the shmir. It's not the Shofar was the hechatimtza only. The Shofar was the hechatimtza. Savada, it's a mitzvah d'iraisa. We spoke last week that the Rambam brings that the inyan of shofar is to be ma'ir for tshuva of a bedikduk rav. The Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchos Shofar. Choshev v'nekuda. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Shofar the dinim of Hilchos Shofar. In Hilchos tshuva, the Rambam brings, and even over there in Hilchos tshuva, he gives a hakdama. Afal pi shetkiya shayfa b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras melechu remez yesh b'dover uri yishayni mishinatchem mitadameschem afal pi shetkiya melechu. This says the etzem is gzeiras melech. The etzem is gzeiras melech. What's the taich? What's the taich that is gzeiras melech? Chata zay, the etzem and another smach first gemara shanta maisem. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin. Gemara says, "Mitnei ma'om retoyra tavi oimer korban oimer lefnani bePesach." So the Gemara, because Pesach is the zman of the tefuah. Mitnei ma'om retoyra shtei halechem v'aseres, because aseres is the zman of the teiras ha'ilum. Mitnei ma'om retoyra nischu mayim basukis. Mitnei shebachat nidoyim al ha'mayim. V'lom retoykin Rosh Hashanah. So you would expect to say, you know, it's right, because it's the Yom HaDin. Zok the Gemara, lo matoyken, rachmano lo matiku. What kind of shayla are you asking? The Torah says. Amod nezach. The Torah also says to bring oimer. The Torah says to bring shtei alechem. To bring mine. We're in the middle of a shag matar. I suppose that I got it the Gemara. And that says nothing. Why do we bring oimer? Because there's a diyan madin on the tefuah. Why do we bring shtei alechem? Dinam on the peiris. Why do we nasach mayim? Because it's the zman madin of the mayim. Why do you blow shofar? Because the Torah says. Amod nezach. Lo matoyken, rachmano lo matiku. There's state of Israel. Some state of this Medaik is the one. Lama Taikin Rahman Amatiku. Cheshbain is afterwards. Hilchus Shuvah says for Muslim. Rahman Amatiku. In the Kenzan, it's tefer because the Emes, we spoke before about the sphere of that Rosh Hashanah, what it is. And I did. The Shofar Be'emes is Ma'ir Kitzrik. The Shofar Be'emes brings is Ma'ir Lamala, not Rachman. Shofar is Ma'ir Din. To tell him, holding the Yom HaDin, we spoke by Rishus about the Sphere already, Mitzad Echad, we want to be Smeichim, Ubetuchim, Shinasam, Lemnei, Mitzad Sheni, Abed Hakad, Yom HaDin. So, what are we going to do to be Ma'ir from Din to Rachamim? We blow Shofar. Shofar is Kulei Din. Shofar is Ma'ir Din. Lama Toikin! Gival! We have a Shver day over here, it's a Sphere, we're trying to go through in between the drops. Wasn't the Malachim. Lama Toikin! Rachman Omer Tikkun! And that's kufu what makes the racham. The soy, we know the soy, because the Rabbanu Shalom wants that when we do this mice of kiyah, which is really whatever the kitrug of the din, and we're doing it because rachman or matiku, and when makabel all of malchus shamayim, that brings the racham. I'm telling you, that's the secret. Oh, but the mahalach is that we're doing a mice of rachman or matiku of kulay kabbalas malchus. Mice of the gemara here is also over here. The gemara says lo matoyken rachman or matiku. And then the Gemara Lamais appears. Like, so what were you asking? It's on the Hemshah Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, what we meant to ask is, Loma Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin of Miriam Kishen Oindim, and on that, the Gemara says, Kadeva Arbeves Asotah. Loma Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin Kishen Oindim, Kadeva Arbeves Asotah. Big Machmoikis Rishoinim. Most Rishoinim learn, Loma Toikin Kishen Yoishvin means that we have Tkias before Musaf, before we get up and stand for Tfilas Musaf. And then we have Tekiyas either during the Shulish Moneshri of Musaf or the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf or both. But that's the taking Kishen Oimdin. But we were already taking Kishen Yoishvin beforehand. And the Gemara says, why are we taking Kishen Yoishvin? Kedela Arbe Vesasotah. But the Balamor learns differently. The Balamor is bothered. It comes out that we make a bracha, and we first do the Tekiyas to Meyushiv, which you're telling me is not the Iker, it's only Kedela Arbe Vesasotah. And then later we're going to do the Iker, the Tkiyas, Peshas, the Brochas, and Malchus, the Chanesh Shofas. That's the Peshas Shein Eindim. You're making the Brocha before the Iker Tkiyas. Balamor learns differently. The Balamor didn't have the Tkiyas before Musaf. Akaponim Peshat in the Gemara. And Fakir, the Cheshbin is, Loma Toikin Kishen Yoishvin. Yoishvin means when they were sitting. By Chazor Sashat, they would sit. The Shats would stand, but everyone else was sitting already. It's Loma Toikin Kishen Yoishvin. And then separately, Loma Toikin Kishen Eindim, he said there was a Minig. That after Musaf was over, when they got up to go out, there was another teruah, a big teruah. Nowadays we have a minute, we make a big tekiah gedolah. Then there was a teruah gedolah. It was Lama Taikin and Miriam Kishen Oimdim. Why are they making another tekiah when they're getting up at the end of the davening? And on that, like the Balamor, the Gemara says, why are we doing that? Kedela Arbe Vesasotin. Which, by the way, is Mistama also. Our tekiah gedolah is a reminiscent of that Balamor's pshat, of the Kedela Arbe Vesasotin. That's where that minute came from. But again, most Mishayim learn. The Toikin Kishen Yoishvin is the Tkiyas, what we call Tkiyas, the Meyushev, the Koilas before the Daman. And the Oimdin means by Tfilas Musaf. But Almar says, no, Yoishvin is when we're sitting by Chazaras Hashem. And Oimdin is afterwards. And like the Balamor, when it's Oimdin, at the end of the Daman, we make Nocha Tru Gedoylo La'arbi Vetasot. Like most Rishonim though, the La'arbe v'sasotin is going on the original Tekiyas. It's an interesting fact. We make a bracha, and we make Tekiyas that are not the Iker Kiyam deraisa that we're planning to do. That we're going to do, I'll say the Habrachas, I'll say the Rapsukin, Malchus of Rhinus Shaykhus. No, this Tekiyas that we did beforehand, and we make the bracha then. We make the bracha then. The Rishonim still too, the same way we make a bracha ala chilas matzah, and like a lot of the Rishonim, the Iker Kiyam is by the Afikoyman later. Mevestach, Menech, and Baracha, even though the Iker Kiyam you're doing later. Similar over here. You make the bracha, and you make the ikur kiyam later. But what are we doing? The tkiyas to miyushit. Kedei la'arbe v'sasotan. So Rashi says, kedei la'arbe v'sasotan, Because he sees, the Satan sees that Yisrael is mechabev in the mitzvahs, so he gets all fatumot. What does he get fatumot? What's fatumoting the Satan? So the Chassam Sofer says, Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to do shayin from a mele, and a mitzvah to do, the mekayim the mitzvahs. However, if they're doing even extra, they're blowing even before, and they're doing extra, they're going out of the way extra, that shows they're doing it me'ava. That's a proba that they're doing it me'ava. Now me'ava, then it's tshuva me'ava, so then fakir, this doin is turned into schuyas. So that's what's ma'arbev the satan. The satan sees that Klal Yisrael is not stam doing because they have to, me'ira. They're even doing extra tkiyas. That shows they're doing it me'ava. So if they're doing it me'ava, then if they're going to be doing tshuva, if the satan is going to be makatrib now on the averis, it's going to backfire on it. It's going to turn into schuyas. So it's ma'arbev the satan. The satan's not going to want to, Taisa is a different shot. Taisa says La'arbev the satan means, La'arbev the satan means the satan thinks Mashiach comes. He hears the shofar, thinks Mashiach is coming. Every year, he blows shofar, the satan thinks Mashiach is coming. We're ma'arbev the satan. The Musa Haskell. People that are really, maybe even a little older, that have been through a few Rosh Hashanahs, maybe. We hit this last year, we went through this motions already. This. The other year, Nochamol, the Satan gets patrace at the other year, Nochamol. Merkan or Uchit, Zion patrace at Nochamol, and the Ezer Hashem Taka, which Taka be that this time Taka, to be Koilish al Shaykh Shal Mashiach.